This is the sound of worship. It's coming from a Christian church in Chiapas, the southernmost state of Mexico, where the local Indian population are offering their God not just their devotion, but also their food. It's a practice they've been following for thousands of years. Nowadays, we like to say we are what we eat, but for generations amongst the faithful, it's been equally true to say we worship what we eat. This willingness to venerate the food on our plate seems to arrive at a particular moment in human development, and it tells us much more about a society than its favorite supper dish.
It's always present in one way or another, either to be eaten or to be looked at or to be worshipped. It is part of the cultural identity.
A history of the world in 100 objects. Maya May's God. A stone statue discovered in Honduras, approximately 1300 years old.
Some archaeologists argue that food must always have had a divine role, even for our earliest ancestors. Just think of the cow goddess of Egypt, or Bacchus and Ceres of classical mythology, or Annapurna, the Hindu goddess of food. But there's a particular time, after the end of the Ice Age, so between 10 and 5,000 years ago, roughly, when a range of new foods seems to be accompanied by a range of new gods.